This episode of WTW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. If you're going to Walt Disney World sometime soon and you want to have a lot of space and not pay a lot for it, well, All Star Vacation Homes is the place for you, because not only are you getting a lot of space, which is always nice to be able to have, you know, say separate bedrooms for everyone in your party so the kids aren't sleeping in the same room as you, but also you're going to get lots of great amenities like movie rooms, game rooms, full size kitchens, and a lot more. Private pools. There's a lot in a typical All Star Vacation Home to enjoy. Check them out right now at allstarvacationhomes.com.
This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
It's Friday, November 14th, and this is episode 1422 of WDW Today. I am your host, Len Testa, for today. And today's a very special show, because today we have one of my dearest friends in the world on the show, Mr. Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio.
Wow. You mean that?
I do.
Wow. I'm honored.
Congratulations on your on both your birthday this week and the 15th anniversary of Mouse World Radio. How did you celebrate?
Well, Mouse World Radio went and got its learner's permit.
Did it? Oh, wow, you're driving.
It can drive now, so it's...
Wow. Oh, but only before 9 o'clock, right?
Exactly, and it's got to be with another adult afterwards.
You got your nines on. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so yeah, that's about it. I've actually been painting around the house this whole week, so...
Have you really?
Yeah, it's time. We're getting all new appliances this week, so fresh coat of paint all around.
Wow, and new you're not installing the appliances though, right?
No, I know better than that.
What was I listening to on Mouse World Radio? Oh, so I was trying to wake up in the morning, you know, and you know, as you know, as everyone knows, I shower every morning.
Yes, you shower, yes.
with Mouse World Radio on. And I always start off, I have the same pattern. I put my iPhone in the exact same spot in my bathroom to maximize the volume, and I always start on the app by playing Mouse World Radio 5 to see what's on. And then I go Mouse World Radio. If I, for whatever reason, I don't like it, then I go to Mouse World Radio 2. And for whatever reason, I decided Wednesday, just for the heck of it, to go Mouse World Radio 2. And they were playing that that track from Body Wars. So from Wonders of Life, remember it talked about all the different diseases? And it was
Yes.
That's not what you want to hear in the morning. No. It's like, okay, Radio 1.
I guess it's not.
So I immediately went to Radio 1, and it's the Magic Kingdom loop. So it was doing absolutely
fine.
So now
we know what time you shower.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you ever put the phone in the sink?
No, what happens?
I noticed if you put the phone in the sink, the curvature of the sink actually makes the volume go really loud. So you get a nice sound out of the sink.
We should all try this tomorrow.
Obviously, an empty sink. You don't want to put it in a full sink. But try it. Yeah, I do want to go over.
A sink? And how did you find this out?
I dropped it in a sink one time.
Really? It slid in?
That's awesome. I was like, I'm going to leave it here. And sure enough, I don't know if it's the porcelain of the sink or the way it's curved, but it does add quite a good volume to it.
I bet you it's the curvature. I bet you it acts like an antenna.
That could be too.
So that's it for this week in Popular Science.
Thank you. Our guest host, Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
So it's me and you today.
Yes. Isn't it nice, by the way?
Isn't it relaxing? I have a drink. Do you have a drink?
I do.
Why don't we all just take a minute and go get a drink?
Okay.
And then we'll continue. Good. All right. And today I think Mike and I decided we're going to talk about don't miss attractions in each park if you've got a toddler or a tween. And of course... Mike and I have neither a toddler or a tween, which makes us perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
It makes us experts.
On exactly what to do. I've actually had a toddler and a tween, though not at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think that counts as something. So we'll do that. So let's start. Let's go backwards from Disney's newest park to its oldest. We'll start at the Animal Kingdom. Attractions with a toddler and a tween. And I think one of the best attractions to see in the Animal Kingdom with young kids is meeting Mickey and Minnie at the Adventurer's Outpost.
Yes.
I think that's a must-see, because we'll get to some other attractions that you can't do with a toddler or tween, but I think for any toddler, meeting Mickey Mouse at the Animal Kingdom is a must-do, because number one, Mickey's in that sort of adventurer's outfit with that cool helmet.
That is awesome. That is a really cool picture to get.
The other thing I like about it, this is an indoor character greeting. Remember how you used to have to wait outside?
In the heat, yeah.
No, this one's indoors. And it's got FastPass Plus. And if you're not going on Everest and you're not going on Dinosaur, let's face it, there aren't that many other attractions in the Animal Kingdom in which you can use FastPass. This one's a good one. What do you think about Tough to Be a Bug?
Depends on the kid. Some kids are more spooky than others. I have taken smaller kids on there that have not enjoyed it. So it all depends on the kid.
Yeah, Henny didn't enjoy it either. The spiders falling and stuff like that weren't very good. So we'll skip that one. Let's
I know some adults that are you know squeamish like that. So.
Yeah, but Matt's not here, so we can't talk about it.
No, that's right. Well, actually, it's the perfect time to talk about it.
It's the perfect time to talk about it. I think he's on a boat, isn't he?
He's somewhere out in the ocean somewhere.
All right. So let's start with Dino Land. Let's go into Dino Land. So Dinosaur, not for toddlers.
Probably not.
Maybe for tweens. It's a don't miss if you've got an especially adventurous tween. I think it is pretty good. But I think with a toddler, Triceratops Spin. It's just like Dumbo, but
right. It's
one of the few things you can do in Dinoland. That's not bad. I think tweens would love Primeval World, though. I think everybody likes Primeval World the first couple times they're on it, especially if you want to play Safe Monkey and and squish kids in the corner.
That's always fun.
And the key to that, if you're going to play the game, is to do it first before the kid realizes what happened. This way you get one more squish in than the other one.
Take that, kid.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the other thing that to realize about Primeval World, you're actually up fairly high. So if your toddler or your tween doesn't like heights, it's not the ride for them.
Yeah.
But I think for a tween, it's a don't miss attraction.
It's a decent height for a tween. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's not bad. I think the one don't miss attraction though for both age groups is Finding Nemo in Dino Land.
Finding Nemo in Dino Land.
The musical.
I don't think I've seen that this. I went with two smaller boys this summer, six and four. So I did not see that.
Oh yeah, I think it's pretty good actually. So it's very colorful. The puppets are huge, so you can you wouldn't have any trouble seeing it even if you're sitting very very far back.
Is that in where the old Tarzan Rocks was?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Finding Nemo the musical yet?
No, not there. No, I have not.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to go this year.
It's long. That's the one downside to it. So I wouldn't do it like. If it's like, oh, let's just do this and we'll go take a nap. No, just go take the nap and then come back and see it. Because it's like a 30-minute show and you got to queue up about 5 or 10 minutes in advance. So you're looking at like a 45-minute investment for the show. In Asia, how do you feel about Kali River Rapids for toddlers?
I don't know about toddlers. It can get a little – I mean just the fire alone would probably freak them out.
It depends. I mean if your toddler is really hot and likes water – I think this is this way to look at it. If you've been to another park and your toddler wants to go splashing in those fountains, like at Epcot or at Casey Jr. Splash and Soak, if your toddler loved that, then by all means try Kali River Rapids. Otherwise, yeah, you might want to wait a little bit and see what happens. I think teens will like it either. Tweens will like it either way.
Tweens will say the same thing we say. It's too short. You know, you get really really wet for the time that you're there, but it is too short.
And that is the one thing too. If you don't want your, you should definitely bring a change of clothes for both your toddlers and your tweens.
Yeah,
because you don't want them. And heck, bring an extra pair of clothes for yourself because you don't want to be walking around all day. You can either do that last thing in the day, or you can do it right before you're getting ready to go back to the hotel for break.
Right, because especially in the humidity, it's just you never get dry. Yeah,
you just chafe, and no one wants to chafe.
Yeah.
What about Flights of Wonder? Flights of Wonder
I think that's great for everybody.
Yeah, I think it is too. It's really enlightening. It's a great show. Even if you're afraid of birds, it's probably still a good show. Although you just want to make sure that you're not sitting anywhere in the middle. Sit in a corner, I think, if you're afraid of birds.
Right, because they do a little bird interaction, and it usually goes right in the center there, the center two rows,
up and back. Yeah. Stay on the edges if you're afraid of birds.
But that's a great show. It never gets old. I know it's been the same for years, but I enjoy it.
Yeah. Let's see. In Africa, Kilimanjaro Safaris, I think, is a don't miss for everyone. What about the going back to Asia, what about the Maharaja Jungle Trek?
It depends, you know, if because that's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking, but what do you think about what about the animals? I think most of the animals are okay, but what about like the bird, the aviary part? Does that freak kids out?
It can. It depends on the kid again. That there's a lot of things that would all depend. If you know your kid well enough, it could be great, or it could be a a disaster. Because if you're deep in and the kid starts to have, you know, a panic
attack. Oh, yeah. It's like a quarter of a mile back.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, it depends on the kid.
Yeah. I've only seen one kid freak out once in the aviary. And other than that, it's you get some hands-on stuff. I think all kids like bugs. Mm-hmm. Or they're fascinated by them even if they don't like them. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's move back into Africa then. Kilimanjaro Safari, as we said, for everyone, it's a must-do. Maharaja Jungle Trek, we said, eh. So that means that the Pinjani Forest Exploration Trail.
Right.
Actually, I think it's got bigger animals there, so I think that is definitely doable for toddlers and tweens.
Well, they got gorillas in there and the hippos, so yeah. I think that's more of a – I think younger toddlers might get a kick out of that more.
What about Conservation Station?
We did that this past summer. We hopped on the train and went over there, and I loved it. I really did. They had that play area.
Yeah.
I think that's good for everybody.
And did you do the petting zoo, the affection section and stuff like that?
No, it was a little crowded, but, I mean, the kids that were in there, you could tell were having a blast. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I think, I mean, Hannah liked that too. She was a tween the first time we took her there. And she definitely liked that. Although the one thing I would say, and this is it's deceptively hot back there. During summer, yeah. Did you go during? You went during summer?
August, yeah.
Yeah, you can get really, really hot really fast there. So it's good to pop into the conservation station itself and cool off a little bit.
Yeah, we went late in the afternoon, 3-ish. So it wasn't terribly bad, but you could tell it can get really bad.
The time that Hannah and I went, we flew in and then went directly to the Animal Kingdom and then went directly there. And I think she was dehydrated because she actually got a migraine from being there. So we had to go back to the hotel and the room wasn't ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough day.
That's meltdown.
Man.
Yeah.
That was a tough day.
That is a meltdown. Anyway.
But I think that's that's Africa for us. And Festival of the Lion King, I think, is a must do for
Everybody. Yes, absolutely.
Everyone, yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows the songs. But I think the one park wide don't miss for toddlers and tweens, and I think everyone should do this actually, is Wilderness Explorers.
Did we do that?
It's the one with the booklet.
I don't believe so.
Single best thing. We have to do this during a reunion. We'll have to take an afternoon off and go do it.
Okay.
It should be a lot of fun. By the way, did I tell you, speaking of reading, I got my troll wigs?
I saw it. Another picture you tweeted.
The poor UPS guy's delivering this stuff. I'm like, oh, that's my troll wigs. Oh, these are my Norway flags. And then I got torches, because we're doing Maelstrom in a minute, right? So I ended up with this set of torches that you can carry. I've got wigs, I've got green pom-poms, we've got 200 finger puppets of birds. It's going to be epic. Anyway.
That's great.
All right, moving on from the Animal Kingdom over to the studios. Don't miss with a toddler and tweens. I'm thinking Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. For everybody.
Definitely, it's for everyone. Still a great show. You know, I've heard rumors that they're going to replace that, and then I heard rumors that they're not. I can kind of see it both ways, but either way, the thing is with toddlers and tweens, they probably will know most of the songs in there. And let's face it, they already know the story. If you're going to a Disney park,
right,
they probably already know the story of Beauty and the Beast. But that's really it on Sunset Boulevard, right?
I'm looking at the map now. Yeah, I mean, they're all the what you call players are always good for them, I guess too. But they can get bored.
The Stream is for characters.
Yeah. Couldn't think of the word.
I think the big thing for the big area in the studios for toddlers and tweens, though, is Animation Courtyard, because you've got Little Mermaid, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, which it's a little bit dated, but it's still a good show. It was kind of funny. Do you remember the very beginning of that show where they talk about the awesome special effects that involve lasers?
Yes, the green lasers from like Van Halen days of 1984.
It was so funny because Laurel and I were sitting next to each other. And they mentioned the lasers, and we both did exactly the same thing. We went lasers.
Lasers. And we saw it this past summer, and it's the exact same lasers.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It hasn't changed. That's fine. But also you've got the Magic of Disney Animation, which is a walkthrough now. Did you guys walk through that?
I did not, but the kids did. They went with my brother and his wife. And they loved it. They thought it was great.
Yeah, so you've still got the movie, you've got the character grading things, you've got some hands-on exhibits, you've also got the drawing thing where you can draw a character. Although that is a little fast-paced for toddlers, tweens can still do it. And I think can keep up. But I think toddlers will like Disney Junior live on stage.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Of course, everybody loves, if we're continuing on sort of counterclockwise, Toy Story Mania.
I think so.
Good for everyone.
Yep.
What do you think about One Man's Dream, though? I don't think that's really a toddler or tween.
I think they'll be bored. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too. See, Backlot Tour is closed. Mm-hmm. Lights, Motor, Action. I don't think it's a don't miss.
I don't think it's a don't miss, but if you need something to do, that it's doable, but I don't think it's a don't miss.
All right. I think one don't miss, though, in the studios back in that area is Muppet Vision. I think toddlers and tweens will like it. Adults will like the humor in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
What about Honey, I Shrink the Kids movie set adventure?
Oh, perfect.
That's a good way to blow some. Yeah, so the thing I like about that is it's right next to Studios Catering Company.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, bar, exactly. So you can go get something to eat, and if one of the adults finishes up early and one of the toddlers wants to go run around for a little bit, go run around for a little bit. Go do what you want to do.
Yep.
Star Tours, I don't think, is a don't miss for toddlers and tweens. Maybe for tweens, but not for toddlers.
Yep.
Is that all of the? Oh, Indiana Jones.
I think toddlers would get bored.
Yeah, tough to say there. Tough to say.
Plus, there's a lot of violence. A lot of gunfire and the plane catches
fire. That's right. There's a lot of noise. Yeah. That's right. And it's fairly loud.
Yeah.
Is that everything in the studios?
I think so.
moving on to Epcot.
Well, I mean, we're skipping over Tower. We're skipping over Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, because they're not doing this for toddlers.
Right,
and tweens,
right.
So in Epcot, so the first thing in Epcot, I would say for toddlers and for tweens, look for the Epcot, KidCot fun stops. Some of them are occasionally in Future World. Most of them are World Showcase, but they all involve really simple arts and crafts for kids. Generally staffed by, in World Showcase, somebody from that particular country.
Mm-hmm.
And in Future World, it's usually whoever's working the pavilion. But those are fantastic fantastic things to do for small kids.
It's done very
in,
well.
In Future World West, I have to say The Seas with Nemo and Friends is definitely a must-see. Turtle Talk with Crush.
Yep.
What do you think about Soarin' with a toddler?
I think if they've done them before, it depends on the kid, because the height could get very frightening.
Definitely for tweens.
Yes.
I think it's definitely right for tweens. But what about
Living with
Circle
the Land?
Of Life?
Circle of Life. Well, it's Lion King. So, yeah, it's just a short film.
Yeah, it's just a little – I mean, no one's ever in there, so yeah, if you need to take a nap, you could do it.
Now, that might be boring for tweens because it has a more of an educational message to it.
Yeah, there's kind of not enough action.
Yeah. You know, some talk about how bad man is with polluting everything. So they may not think that's too cool. But in the positive side, it's quick.
That's not true.
A 30-minute.
And what about Living with the Land? I think there's enough to see on Living with the Land.
I think so too. The plants.
Yeah.
They always put out the Mickey head pumpkin or the crazy.
You can see that, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
One of the things I put this tip in the unofficial guide after doing this with Hannah. But as you're going through the greenhouse, point out the kinds of food that the kids like. There's invariably like chocolate or cinnamon or bananas or whatever.
Stuff they recognize.
Exactly. And you could say this is what it looks like when it's growing.
I think the banana tree alone is cool enough to point that out.
They grow upside down. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like coffee and things like that, I mean, even toddlers will be reasonably familiar with some of those. Plus there's things like fish and alligators that they can see and other plants.
That's
so
true. Yeah, that's great.
It's colorful. You go from indoors to outdoors. There's a lot of visual stuff. It's also mostly air conditioned, which is really good, and it's not particularly fast paced. So yeah, I think this is gonna be one of those surprising ones where we say Living with the Land is a don't miss for toddlers and tweens.
I would agree.
Yeah, cool. What do you think about Journey into Imagination?
Oh, absolutely.
You think?
Yeah, because you know what? The ride itself is colorful. It's you got a character of Figment jumping around singing. I think that they get a big kick out of it. Might be a little boring for tweens, but I think for the younger set, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. What do you think about ImageWorks? I'll give you a quick aside. I was reading the Birnbaum's official guide today,
mm-hmm.
And they mentioned that
how great it is.
Well, they said that the ImageWorks is supposed to get an uplift in 2014 or 2015.
Well, it's not going to happen in 2014.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mr. Birnbaum.
Xbox is for everyone.
That's right. Yes.
So maybe 2015.
Probably. But I mean, like at the end, they have the thing with the musical instruments. You wave your hand and it makes sounds.
I haven't been in there in forever.
It's cool.
Yeah. Did you go this last time?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We even saw Captain EO. Thought that was great.
What did you think of Captain EO with the kids?
Well, they didn't find it at all too loud. I went with another set of kids when Honey, I Shrunk the Audience was there, and they had more of a problem with that. The lion, the snake, the mice. That sort of thing. They had more of a problem with that than EO. EO, we had to explain who Michael Jackson was, that he was, you know, famous singer, because they had no idea who he was. And it was just a mini concert sort of thing. They understood, but they liked it.
Just think, there are toddlers that are growing up right now who were probably born after Michael Jackson died.
Yeah. Oh, sure. He's been dead
weird?
5 years already. Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, these kids, my nephews were
four
born.
And six. So one of them wasn't born.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Future World East. Test Track is not a don't miss.
No. For tweens,
Mission
maybe.
Space, not.
Yeah. No, Mission Space, no.
I don't think Universe of Energy is either.
No.
But so really, you're left with like Inventions, and there are Inventions East and West, and I do like things like Great Piggy Bank Adventure. I think it's fantastic for kids.
Right.
I think what's the storm one? Storm Surge Chasers.
Yeah.
Something.
That could be a little. If there's a line, they would.
I don't think that's appropriate for toddlers and tweens. What about Where's the Fire?
I didn't
over
see
in,
that. Yeah,
that's in Future World West.
The tweens probably would have got a kick out of that.
I did it with Hannah when she was a tween, and the thing I liked about it was you actually do things. You're in the room. You're in the house searching for things. You're not just passively watching videos and stuff like that.
Right.
You're moving around. It reminded me a little bit of Habit Heroes.
Okay.
Where you're constantly moving. So I think both of those things would be good for toddlers. You know what I really miss here though is the Velcro exhibit.
I don't think toddlers.
Pretty much every article of clothing they have has Velcro in it.
Oh, at least sneakers.
Yeah, right. And to let them play with the Velcro, where it wasn't like where you're not telling them constantly to keep your shoes on, I think was a huge win there.
Put that down.
Exactly. But I think it was good. So I think that's it for Future Worlds. Is there anything? Oh, Club Cool.
Club Cool. Yeah, kids. They'll all drink soda.
All kids. And what do you think about Spaceship Earth? I think definitely.
I think so too. You know.
Yeah. Just for the photos alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
In World Showcase, is there anything that's a don't miss?
I would say in Mexico, Grand Fiesta Tour. No,
Grand Fiesta. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's a boat. Everybody loves boats.
Yeah, and there's
Donald Duck.
Characters from the Three Caballeros. You got Donald.
It's very colorful. I think I think everybody would like that.
Are there any of the other films that would be a don't? Are there any of the films that would be a don't miss?
I don't think so. I think because they get bored and they start running around. So China's out.
I would say the one thing that kids might like to see, and I don't think it's a don't miss, but it's something moderately interesting, the koi over in Japan.
Yes, because everybody loves fish.
Yeah, and koi, they can look at it, and they're standing right above it.
And the same thing could be said for the outpost, because they have the drums.
Oh, right, the drums. Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, we forgot to mention that in Animal Kingdom 2 over in Africa.
Oh, right.
Because there's a lot of skin thing on there. Good point. I think World Circus is nothing that's don't miss other than maybe El Rio, than Grand Fiesta Tour.
Yeah, Reflections of China is like a museum.
But there's nothing really, I mean, to run around with.
Yeah, American Adventure, Italy, some more stores than anything
you
else.
You can, in the back of the UK, the garden, they can run around the mazes.
Okay.
I'll go along with that.
And Mary Poppins comes out from time to time.
That's right. There's a couple of character greetings back there that aren't bad.
Yeah.
Good. All right, let's move on to the Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Don't miss attractions. Let's start off on Main Street. So you can meet Tinkerbell, which, okay, fine. But you can meet Mickey Mouse there as well.
Right. And that's hip. That's hip for everybody.
Yeah. What do you think about Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom for toddlers?
I've never played it, so I can't I would think they get bored.
Yeah, I think it's a little much. But I when we get to Adventureland, which we'll go to next, we'll have an alternative for
and
that.
If heading back on Epcot, the what's that game with the phone?
Oh, wait, how do we miss that? Agent P's World Champions Adventure.
That's it.
Yeah,
yep.
Fantastic idea. Yeah, I always forget about that.
I did too. I totally forgot about it. But that's something that, you know, my nephews did it. They started it. They never finished it, but they loved like the two or three countries that they did do.
So, oh, yeah, you don't have to do all of them. Yeah,
right. And I think that the Pirate Adventure is the same thing. That you might they might love the first couple of things you can do with it, and then after that, they're done.
I remember one time I was doing something in Epcot, and Hannah was 10 or 12, so it was a few years ago, and it was Kim Possible.
Right.
Before that. And for whatever reason, she wanted to play that game, and I was like, I was going to go do something else in Epcot. So I gave her money to like, oh, she was 12. I left her money for, give her money for one of those sodas in Japan. Remember the ones with
push
the bottle top in? Yeah.
And that's awesome.
I came back half an hour later. She's got the phone in one hand, the soda in another. She's drinking and playing. I'm like, okay, you know, it's time to go. She's like, no, I'm okay, really. Go ahead and go somewhere else. So I left her like $20. I came back like two hours
later.
She's still playing the game. but she's over in Mexico by this point, right? She had played like all of them. And she was absolutely happy doing nothing but that all day. She's like, let's play. Let's keep playing.
How many sodas did she have?
I think she had two. But, but you know, she was, by the time she was 12, she could pretty much order. You know, she could walk into any restaurant and knew what she liked. It's right. So she was eating that. But but going back to the Magic Kingdom, I mean, I think one of the things I like about, let's move into Adventureland. One of the things I like about A Pirate's Adventure is there isn't complicated gameplay in it like there is in Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, where you've got to figure out a spell and stuff like that, right?
Right.
The pirates, you don't even have to know English, really, to do it. I've played this game many times, and many times the people in front of me aren't from the United States, don't speak any English, but they can figure out from sort of the flashing lights and the instruction and the symbols that are on the card and on the various artifacts what to do.
Okay.
And because you don't even need to know English to do it, I think it actually works well for toddlers and tweens.
Okay.
Again, who don't need to know complicated gameplay. I really think Pirate's Adventure is a key thing for toddlers and tweens. I also think Magic Carpets of Aladdin is great for toddlers. What do you think though about like Jungle Cruise for?
Oh yeah, there's animals. Absolutely, you're in a boat, so it's a confined space, so you have control over the kid.
Yeah. What about Swiss Family Trios?
You know, tree houses are cool. So I think the only problem is the walking up and down.
Yeah, you'd have to carry the toddler, and that could be a little tiring. But I think tweens would enjoy it. What about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Depends on the kid. We brought we had to explain to my nephews that you know it's dark and there's this you know they're pirates, so they shoot at each other with cannons. And once we explain what they going to see. They were okay with it. I think if you went in there blind, so to speak, you know, they may be a little problem.
Yeah, I think most toddlers are absolutely fine with it. It's the occasional pirate that would freak them out. But yeah.
And the yelling. Pirates are yelling. So
yeah, and there's that's true. There's a little bit of that. But I think generally it's fine. What about Enchanted Tiki Room? I think it's just more boring than anything.
They showed no interest in it, and we didn't even bother.
Yeah, that's fine. Splash Mountain, probably not for toddlers, but definitely a hit with tweens.
Yep.
Tom Sawyer Island, I think a hit for both of them. Did you take the kids in August?
Only because of the line to get on the raft was crazy.
Yeah. The line actually goes fairly fast because they're circulating a bunch of rafts. I think that's huge. It's a great thing post lunch activity to do
if you want to tire them out. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, tire them out, but also they can rest there. Can you imagine if they had hammocks on Tom Sawyer Island? You wouldn't get me on.
We would never leave.
Exactly. I also do like, and I spend a ton of time and a ton of money every time I'm there. Frontierland Shooting Arcade.
Oh yeah, and now that they redid it, so it's all newer.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. The everything works reasonably well.
Exactly. Yes.
It's $1 to play, but you get like 20 or 30 shots. You get
it's decent.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Yeah, I mean, you could spend $10 there and be perfectly happy. What about, I don't think Hall of Presidents is a don't miss.
No.
What do you think about Haunted Mansion?
Again, same thing applied for me for Haunted Mansion that did Pirates. We explained what it was and that it's scary, but it's not really scary. And, you know, once we explained it to them, they were fine with it.
Yeah. I think there's enough humor in Haunted Mansion to say, you know, if you're on the fence about it, try it and see what happens.
Right.
And
if you explain as you go along, like, oh, you see that funny ghost? He's dancing silly or something like that.
Yeah,
exactly. If you explain it and they understand that you're not afraid, it'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. All right, let's move into Fantasyland. I think pretty much
everything.
Most of Fantasyland is a don't miss. Peter Pan, don't miss. It's a small world. What do you think? I think it's a don't miss.
I think it's a don't miss, too. I don't think it's a problem at all.
PhilharMagic?
Yes.
It's the best 3D film.
Absolutely.
What about Prince Charming's Regal Carousel?
Depending on the line. If it's really hot. They make it restless in the line, but other than that, it's great.
I think if you've got 2 days, it's a don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 day, it's kind of tough, only because if there's a little bit of a line,
right?
Although you generally, if there's more than 50 people, sort of outside of the attraction, that's like a 3 minute wait.
Oh, okay.
Because there's so many people to get on.
Okay,
I think Enchanted Tales with Belle, don't miss.
Yes.
I think Be Our Guest, if you could get in, it's a don't miss. Especially for lunch. What about Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Depends on the kid. If they get, you know, if they're not adjusted to crazy rides. I mean, for a toddler, that could be a really crazy ride. It could be very bouncy, and they may get scared on that. So it depends on the child.
It's a lot smoother than I would have thought. Let's put it this way. If you go also in the Fantasyland, if you go in the Barnstormer with your toddler.
Which we
and
did.
They enjoy it. Did they enjoy it?
Yes, they did. Absolutely.
Then I think the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train would be the next
Okay.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Under Pooh. The Sea?
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah.
Did they like it? Kids
yes.
liked it?
Yes, they loved it.
Pete's Silly Sideshow, the character greetings. I think those are very well done.
We didn't do that, so yeah, I would have guessed that they'd be fine.
Well, the advantage there is you get on each side, you've got two characters instead of one. So
right.
You've got Donald and Goofy and Minnie and Daisy.
Okay.
Barnstormer, we've already talked about.
Yep.
Dumbo, definitely.
Yes.
Must do.
Yes.
Mad Tea Party?
It depends if they get sick very easily.
Well, you have to spin. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so you'll know if the kids get motion sick, and you'd know this from the car ride.
Right, exactly. There. And don't forget Pooh.
Many Adventures of Winnie Pooh, yep. And then I think it's a dope miss. And then Princess Fairy Tale Hall. This is a tough one.
We had boys, so.
Yeah, so you can miss it if you've got boys.
Yeah.
Most boys, although I can definitely see some boys wanting to meet the princesses. The thing is, if you can't get a fast pass for it, the lines are very long.
Mm.
But I've said it before here, it is the best character greeting experience in Walt Disney World. And if I had to wait 4 hours in line, I would probably do it again. It's that good. So that's tough.
Right.
But I would still say I would do it. Is that it for Fantasyland?
I believe so.
I think so. All right, moving on to Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yes, because it's cars. Kids love
exactly,
cars.
Yeah, you're not gonna love it,
right?
Yeah, I didn't mean duh, it's cars. I mean duh, everyone loves cars. That's what I meant. You know, I don't know any of a kid who hasn't enjoyed that. It and I still think it's funny to watch the adults walk out and, you know, they've all got limps
because
they're all pushing
whiplash.
Well, the whiplash and limps. They're pushing the gas pedal as hard as they can.
Yeah.
Right. It's like some sort of weird one-legged Pilates thing for 9 minutes or whatever it takes to get around it.
And it's in an awkward spot. You know, it's in the middle of the car.
Middle of the car, and it's your leg isn't fully stretched out. Right. So it's like you're doing a half squat.
Yeah.
What do you think about Space Mountain? I think it's
nah.
It's not a don't miss.
Tweens, yeah.
Maybe. Carousel of Progress, not a don't miss. Buzz Lightyear, I think it's a don't miss.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
People Mover?
Yeah, I think that's a don't miss because you're up high, even for the little ones. You're up high, you're moving around.
Yeah.
So absolutely, it's very tame. You go through, you see some little things like when you go through Buzz Lightyear, you see a little bit of it. So yeah, absolutely.
What about Astro Orbiter?
That was closed when we were there. I think the height might have been too much for the younger ones. The tweens might like it, but
I think if a tween, yeah. Toddlers, no. Tweens, yes.
Yeah,
I agree. And I think the first time I went on, I was a tween with my grandparents, and obviously they freaked out. My grandmother freaked out, and it was beautiful, and I remember it to this day. Stitch's Great Escape.
Could be a little bit too much for the younger ones.
I would say,
it's in the dark. You don't know what's there's noise around and the screaming. So yeah.
But I do think Monsters, Inc. Left 4 Comedy Club is a don't miss for both toddlers and tweens.
Yes, I would agree with that too.
Tip on that one is have a simple joke ahead of time that you know and that you can text to a particular number that's going to show up when you get in. So ask your kids for a good knock-knock or something like that joke.
Yeah, something silly.
Before they get in, we'll go from there. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't think we'd make it through in one show, but we managed to circle through all the parks.
It was a lot of fun, actually.
It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for being on the show. And again, happy birthday and happy anniversary to Mess World Radio.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully 15 more years.
Let's see.
All right. All right. This has been episode 1422 of the Walt Disney World Today podcast. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.